Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. I have asked my buddy to come back on one more time. Pat McShay, investigative reporter extraordinaire, is joining us today. Pat, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to be back.
So this week, Pat came out with another bang-up article, and we're going to talk about this. It is Best Laid Plans? Iran blows up in Trump's face. It's pretty much a lost cause, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, I think the name of the article was, Will Trump's Defeat in Iran Derail Netanyahu's Greater Israel Project? It very well could. But everything that's going on right now in Iran is pretty much like I wrote it would be 4 or 5 months ago. General Kane, the Joint Chiefs, J.D. Vance, they all warned Trump against this attack, and Trump was only listening to Bibi Netanyahu and his Jewish advisors, which I'm, you know, he's got to be surrounded by these Israelis and Jewish advisors. And the Israelis have sabotaged the peace at every turn, really. You've got Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, who's a Jewish billionaire and has dual citizenship with Israel. And then you've got Steve Witkoff, who is a Jewish billionaire. And these are the guys that Trump chose to do our negotiating with the Iranians. That doesn't seem like a very good pair to send over to do any negotiation. But right now, Trump is losing two wars. He's got the war in Israel, or for Israel and Iran, that is just a catastrophe right now. And then he's got the proxy war that was started by Biden that Trump assured us he would end in 24 hours. But instead, he's continued to supply them with missiles and millions of dollars. And that war right now is just a mess. And I don't know what Trump's plans are there, but he needs to stop funding that war. He needs to stop sending them missiles. He just refused Zelensky's begging for additional missiles because we just don't have any missiles. And Trump didn't pause the bombing in Iran for any humanitarian reasons. He paused it because we're running out of ballistic and our missiles and interceptors. And, you know, this constant warmongering with Israel and supplying Ukraine for 4 years, we're desperately low on missiles and interceptors, and Trump's still denying it. He just said the other day that that's not true. But I read that he had a blow up with Pete Hegseth at Camp David about a week and a half ago and almost fired him, according to the report, because of the shortages that I know Trump was told about these shortages months ago because they were running low before these last attacks. So, you know, you've got a real, real problem. And the thing that scares me is what the Israelis will do if Trump decides that he's not going to continue this war.
You have to think, well, first off, if you're part of the military-industrial complex, you are foaming at the mouth, aren't you, Pat?
Yeah, you sure are. And another thing I was about to mention is our emergency oil reserves, thanks to Biden, too, but Trump are at a 45-year low.
Yeah, I remember. And he campaigned that he was going to restore our oil reserves.
Yes, that was one of his campaign promises. I'll tell you, the only promises Trump has kept pretty much are his promises to Israel and his billionaire donors like Miriam Adelson.
I agree, 100%. But getting back with the military, and those guys are making money hand over fist. But Biden kept sending more, and Congress as well. It wasn't just Biden. But Congress kept sending money and missiles to Zelensky over in Ukraine. And then this, I call it a conflict, but it's one-sided. Pat, it ain't even a war because we're handcuffed. We have supported Israel for all these years by sending them missiles and stuff for their Iron Dome. And we're paying the price now because I've read the same articles. We do not have a stockpile of missiles. You know what? Iran is using, $500 drones to do a lot of damage?
Yeah, they're doing a lot of damage. They've got small drones. They've got medium-sized drones. And then they've got large drones that can carry a bigger payload. And they're manufacturing these quickly. So they're manufacturing them as quick as they use them. But not only that, they're getting resupplied with missiles by China. And that's going to continue. You know, it just kills me. Trump says, I can't believe China's helping Iran. Well, he's helping Israel. And who on the planet besides some of these Western countries are supporting Israel? And I think these other countries like England, Australia, some of the EU countries, I think their politicians are blackmailed right alongside our politicians who are blackmailed. So, you know, I just think that even if Trump tries to stop this war, our politicians may override him. But what do they do then? Are they going to use up the rest of our missiles and interceptors? They say they've already used up 2/3. And it's going to take 3 to 5 years to build these new missiles. And we lack the rare earth material to build these bombs and missiles now. We're in trouble. And Trump just stops talking about it. You know, the media asked him, and he gives lame answers, and he just said, yeah, we're just pausing for no reason, and he denies that we're short on missiles. So it's just a joke. He's been manipulating the markets, and they've been going along with it up till now, but I can't imagine that working much longer.
I can't either, because the price of gas keeps going up, cost of groceries keeps going up, and the government could come out and do just the same thing Biden's administration did and spend, same as Obama, same as Bush the dumber and Bush the old man, spend this. Well, you know, the economy is rebounding. We're doing great. And, you know, the prime mortgage rate is going down, and it's manipulation of the stock market. And he is trying to strong arm the Fed to keep interest rates low, but it's a bubble, and it's going to burst. Just kind of reminds me of 2008 under Obama. And when it bursts, it's going to be so much worse than it was under Obama.
Right. Well, Henry Mako pointed out that, you know, if they don't keep this war going, and the Strait of Hormuz is under the control of Iran, that's going to blow up the petrodollar, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if the petrodollar blows up, I mean, these countries like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Oman, these countries already know now that America cannot protect them from Iran. Think of that.
Yeah, you know, they're sweating bullets over there.
Oh, You know, that's like I said in my new article, that these countries are begging Trump not to bomb Iran right now. I think that's what's going on. These countries are saying, if you keep bombing them, they're going to bomb not just our oil infrastructure, but our desalination plants. And, you know, I checked the other day again. It's like close to 100 degrees in the Gulf right now. Can you imagine if they hit those desalination plants? There's 12 million people that live in the capital of Saudi Arabia. 12 million. Can you imagine them without water for a week or two? Mm. Yeah, all those countries will be in the same spot.
Oh, yeah. I know that Saudi Arabia's economy is in worse shape than ours, or we could even go as far as saying it's as bad as Argentina's was, because they are cash poor. And if Iran decides to send a couple drones over to their refining plants, like you said, their desalination plant, or a couple of the rigs and pipelines, there goes their money. It's gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they've said that if Trump starts, you know, firing at them again, that they're gonna renew their attacks on Israel, and then they're gonna renew attacks on all the Gulf states that support us.
Yeah, Qatar.
Oh,
Bahrain, yeah. Saudi.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, there's so many that haven't 100% been behind Trump, but they know they have supported America somewhat, and mainly because of the petrodollar. Because they need that money. They're hurting for money. But, you know, the squirrely thing, Pat, I don't think a lot of people are thinking about this, and you mentioned it in your article. Because we have been pretty much defeated in this conflict, Iran has the upper hand, and they are starting to control the demands and the negotiations. We are not operating from a position of strength anymore, are we?
No, we're not. Matter of fact, they're very threatening now, and they're not afraid one bit to continue this war. And Trump needs to worry about that. That's another thing that the American people aren't being told the truth about: the number of casualties, the number of hundreds of injured soldiers, the number of bases. Iran's already bombed 13 U.S. bases in the Gulf that utterly destroyed them, causing billions of dollars in damage. And the Trump administration's already admitted it'll take years to rebuild those bases. So a lot of those bases surrounding Iran, they've destroyed those. No one's even talking about that in the media.
Well, we can't, Pat, because then it would shortchange our pro-Israel stance. We can't do anything that's going to make Israel look like a villain, or that the threat is real. With Iran negotiating with Oman to control the Strait of Hormuz, the ocean right there.
It's a strategic location right across from Iran, you know, that will control the Red Sea and the Strait of Hormuz, and now they're blocking the Suez Canal. So we're not just talking about oil now. We're talking about all kinds of different things that are not going to be moving through any of those ports.
And I saw on the news last night, I think it was, it could have been on the webpage today, one of the news sites I went to, but we have got a blockade. It's an iron blockade with all our ships sitting out there preventing anything to go into the port of Iran. Are we really doing that, or is it?
See, Trump says that, but I don't buy that because A, Iran has fired at ships in the last 2 weeks, and they blew up a ship from the UAE that apparently didn't stop when they warned them, and they fired on them. So if Trump controls all this, how's all that happening? I just don't buy any of it. I don't buy a word he said.
Right. Who's to say that the debacle that Trump and Netanyahu have gotten ourselves into, the so-called allies that we have now, what's to keep them from turning against us and Israel?
Well, the Saudis, I think that I've always thought that the Saudis, or many people believe that the Saudi royal family are actually Jews, the Wahhabis, and they could be, they've had friendly relations with the Israelis over the years on various things. There's talk of them even partnering on a oil pipeline right now. So, and then Qatar has had good relations with Israel as well. I think that's one of the reasons that Qatar was bombed. Yeah, the Iranians know who's being friendly with Israel and the United States, and I'm sure they know some of these countries allow certain things just because they're just trying to get along with the United States, but they're not going to put up with any nonsense out of any of those countries. And again, now they are emboldened, and they know that they have more missiles than Israel. They've got more drones than Israel, and Israel can't stand it. That's, you know, that's why we're at war. And then you've got these lunatics like Mark Levin on Fox News and Ben Shapiro at the Daily Wire and that moron Laura Loomer, who were all still the other day talking about putting boots on the ground and finishing the job. I think that would be a catastrophe. The consensus among the retired military minds that I listen to, like Colonel Davis and Colonel McGregor and Scott Ritter and, you know, Colonel Katowski and, you know, all these people, they're saying, and that would be just a horrible move to put boots on the ground. So I hope Trump isn't that dumb, but I didn't think he was dumb enough to bomb Iran, but so that didn't turn out to be true.
No, all it has done, Pat, is proven that he is a puppet and Bibi is the puppet master. He has kowtowed. He has done Bibi's bidding. And somebody asked me the other day, called me at the office, and they said, you know, what do you think precipitated this? 100%. Bibi wants a regime change in Iran. And because he is, according to Henry Macko, he is a Chabad Lubavitch. So he is in cahoots with Israel and the Zionist movement. And so he's going to do, what's the one thing that Israel is 100% always going to do? It's going to defend itself, even with enemies perceived, not actual enemies, but if they perceive them to be against them, they will strike out with a vengeance. So Trump has gotten in bed with Bibi and all the Zionists, and it has gotten us into a world of hurt. You know, Lindsey Graham passed away, but he was a nasty warmonger. It seems to me that Levin and Shapiro and Laura Loomer have just taken up the mantle of Lindsey Graham, bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Yeah, they sure have. And it was, boots on the ground would be insane. Douglas McGregor, Colonel McGregor, he said the other day that these people that are calling for boots on the ground don't understand that we do not have enough fighting men to put enough boots on the ground. We're not talking about just being in the Army or the Marine. We're talking about fighting men. And he said that we do not have enough of a fighting force to guarantee victory. And that's important, because I pointed out in my article that Adolf Hitler launched Operation Barbarossa in 1941 in the summer and invaded Russia with 3.8 million men. That's a lot. That's a lot of men. But Russia had a population of 200 million people, and Germany lost 2 million dead in a humiliating defeat. And really, that defeat in Russia was the sign that, you know, he was going to go down. It was just a matter of time. Most Americans that don't know their history believe that America won World War II. But the truth is that the Russians were coming from the other direction, and they were coming hard. And it may have taken them a few more years, but we really probably didn't even need to get involved in that war, because I think Russia, given two more years, probably would have taken them out. But, you know, Hitler's high-ranking officials sent him a memorandum before Operation Barbarossa cautioning him that it would hurt the German economy and that the benefits weren't worth the dangers politically and militarily. But Hitler didn't listen to any of them because he had this ideological goal of eliminating communism, and he couldn't be dissuaded. And then you look at Donald Trump now. All of his chief advisors, from General Kane, the Joint Chiefs, his own vice president, all cautioned him against this war. And Trump had no ideological goal, but Bibi Netanyahu has an ideological goal of regime change in Iran. And he couldn't care less about the negative effects that the war has on America. And he couldn't care less how many American soldiers die in that effort. So I'm just getting really sick and tired of hearing about what Bibi and the Israelis want. None of this benefits America. And all it's done is it's taken Trump's attention away from his promises to the American people to have an America first agenda. You know, MAGA was supposed to be America first. So, yeah, I think Americans, I don't think it's just me. I talk to people all the time, and they're still going, I can't believe we are at war with Iran. What's going on? You know, people just can't believe it. Trump should get, the Republicans should get roundly defeated in this next election. And if they do, it will be Trump's fault. He likes to blame Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. But the truth is, it's Trump and his Israel first agenda that's destroyed the MAGA coalition.
100%. You know, Make America Great is still a strong force. But Make Israel Great Again is the ruling class, I guess you would say, that's in D.C. with Trump and his cabinet of all pro-Zionist advisors and stuff. You know, You were talking about boots on the ground in Iran, and I can't help but think, Pat, what happened in Afghanistan? You know, Russia invaded Afghanistan, and they got beat down pretty hard by the Mujahideen. So
yeah.
What's going to happen if we send an inferior number of our boys into Iran? We don't know that territory. We're not ready for that. And the jihadis, they're going to be like the Viet Cong in Vietnam. You know, America was founded with, you know, this, I don't know, what would you call it, where you hide and you pop up and you take somebody out and then you hide again. I can't remember the military term, but that's how we lost in Vietnam. That's how we lost in Korea. That's how we lost in Afghanistan. What's going to happen if we go to Iran?
Well, Hitler was warned about the terrain and the difficult terrain in Russia. Iran's terrain is much more difficult for an army because Tehran is surrounded by big mountains. The country it's a natural fortress around Tehran, and they have some desert area, but that whole coastal area is heavily defended with drones and ballistic missiles, and then again, the mountainous regions, and I just think we'd get slaughtered trying to go in there. And I think Trump has already damaged the United States terribly on the world stage. Number one, this is a humiliating defeat. I don't think anybody would have thought that they would fight us basically to a standstill, and we're giving up because we're running out of missiles and interceptors, and we know that we cannot put boots on the ground. So they've won this war. I don't care what anybody says. And it's just like Tucker said the other day, he's talking about starting a new party other than the Republicans. And he said MAGA was betrayed. We all were. He said it's time for a new path forward. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene said, Trump told us no more foreign wars. We supported him because he made that promise. I mean, that's how a lot of Trump supporters feel that I talk to.
This one, too. I am so disappointed in him and his administration because, Pat, you and I talked about it. His campaign promises were all part and parcel of America First. And
right.
It was easy to get on board. You know, a lot of people would call me an isolationist because I want to take care of America First. I could care less about sending billions of dollars to other places when we have the needs here, especially with our debt skyrocketing ever more. But he totally, once he got as a lame duck, he had carte blanche, Pat. As a lame duck president, can't run again. His agenda was resounding in the ballot boxes. And what did he do? He sold America out for Israel.
Yeah, and not only that, most Americans don't understand that this was never about weapons of mass destruction or nuclear weapons. This whole thing is about Israel gaining dominance in the region over Saddam Hussein, over the mullahs in Iran, over Bashar al-Assad in Syria, over Gaddafi in Libya. It was a long-term plan that was written 5 years before 9/11 in a white paper called A Clean Break. I wrote about it years ago, and it all led up to the false flag attack on 9/11, the Twin Towers coming down. That was all planned, and people should read my article, 9/11, All Roads Lead to Israel, and they will see that neocons in America and Israelis, they colluded, they conspired to do 9/11 and bring us into the war, not just against Iraq. That was supposed to go real quickly, and they wanted to knock out all these different countries in 5 or 6 years, but it just didn't work out. It took too long. And so Israel could not stand the fact that they had never taken out the mullahs in Iran, and they've been trying. They tried to get Obama to do it. They tried to get Biden to do it, and they couldn't get them to do it. But they got Trump to do it. That should tell people where his head is, or it should tell them what kind of evidence do the Israelis have against Trump. What are they blackmailing him with?
Right.
That's the only explanation. Anybody with a pea-sized brain should know that this is not about nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Well, Pat, we have flown through 30 minutes. Brother, we have to take a pause. My guest today is Pat McShay. We're discussing best laid plans? Really? We've got a whole lot more to cover on the other side. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. We have a brand new book that we are offering through the ministry. It's entitled One Nation Under Blackmail. Actually, it is a 2-volume set. Following World War II, every U.S. administration has aligned itself with the drug traffickers, arms dealers, branches of the mob, known enemies of the state, assassins, and involved itself with murder, smuggling, human trafficking, the sex trade, Ponzi schemes, money laundering, bank fraud, and many other illegal activities. Exhaustively researched, Whitney Webb's One Nation Under Blackmail is a damning indictment of the consequences resulting from the nearly century-old relationship between both U.S. and Israeli intelligence, along with the organized crime network known as the National Crime Syndicate. This book explores how that nexus between intelligence and organized crime directly developed the sexual blackmail tactics and networks that would later enable the sexual blackmail operation and other crimes of pedophile and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Discover a comprehensive history of the interconnectivity between sections of the government, the military-industrial complex, the banking industry, and organized crime and sexual blackmail. While other books on Jeffrey Epstein focus on the depraved nature of his crimes, his wealth, and his most famous politically connected friends and acquaintances, this book reveals the extent to which Epstein's activities were state-sponsored through an exploration of his intelligence connections. One reader posted a review. They said, quote, "To learn that corporations like American Express, Bank of America, Pennzoil, The Limited, Victoria's Secret, TWA, and more are all involved. And the banks. Every single one you can think of is involved in these illegal activities. The CIA, the FBI, governors, district attorneys, senators, congressmen, cabinet members, complete industries such as liquor, shipping, trucking, publishing, machinery, metal, and more. This is a two-volume set. We're only asking $45. Please add $6 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $51 for One Nation Under Blackmail. You can order your copy today by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for this book on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, address, charge card, shipping method. Hit submit, we'll get it and get it coming to you. Now, if you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. I will tell you, this is an outstanding two-book set written by Whitney Webb. You need to get your copy today. I was flabbergasted when I read it. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jerry.
Now, we are covering best laid plans. Iran blows up in Trump's face. The question that comes to my mind, Pat, because, you know, the Bible says that God promised he would never flood the earth again, but he will rain fire down in the last days. And I keep coming back to nuclear bombs. Could this I mean, how close are we to having a nuclear war?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's pretty scary right now, because if Trump doesn't agree to go back in and continue this war, I think that Israel, who's already said that they're going to continue on their own, I think that Israel will end up using nuclear weapons, which is something that I've said for 6 months. I would not surprise me. And of course, Pakistan has already said if Israel uses nukes on Iran, that they would nuke Israel. I can't imagine the Russians or the Chinese standing by while that happens. So, and then of course, you know, there's the Brandon Weikert, who we talked about earlier. They are rewriting our nuclear war doctrine to make it easier to use nuclear weapons. Why would we do that? Why would the Pentagon even consider that? Well, the reason they would is because the Pentagon has been taken over by the Israelis. You know, there are Israelis that have offices at the Pentagon now. And this merger with the Israeli military and the Israeli intelligence, you know, they're taking over. And pretty soon, again, I'm afraid this is going to happen. I keep hearing it's going to happen any time, but Trump is going to make it illegal to speak out about Israel, because they're going to make it a crime. Which is hard to believe. The First Amendment will be gone, and if that happens, I mean, the whole thing's going to go to hell. I think you cannot get rid of a mainstay in America that makes us unique, especially at this time when you've got people in England and the EU who are being arrested for speech, being arrested for flying their own country's flag. You know that you can be arrested in England now for flying the Union Jack in front of your house. You can be arrested for posts on social media in England and other countries now. So if that happens here, the American experiment will have lasted 250 years, because it will be over at that point, and we will need a new revolution, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I keep coming back to, is if the government becomes untenable, we are in a position for redress, and that's why we have the Second Amendment, to protect the First Amendment. And this is going to be, if you thought the Civil War was bloody, this ain't got nothing on it. It's the American, you know, you keep looking at the polls, Pat, and how many people are disenfranchised with this administration? How many are disenfranchised with Netanyahu and Israel? And how many no longer support Israel? You know, you and I were laughing before the show. I never thought of myself as a liberal. But
yeah, me neither.
A lot of people, because the liberals and especially the progressives are so anti-Israel. I am pro-Christian. I'm not anti-Israel, I am pro-Christian. But
right.
What Israel has done constitutes a war crime. And the International Criminal Court has made a ruling, which is why Mamdani said, if Netanyahu comes to New York, I'm going to arrest him and return him to the hog. But Trump
right.
said, no, you're not. You're not going to touch him. The fact that we're losing more and more of our speech with these hate crime laws that they keep implementing, and eventually they're targeting the First Amendment, but they are even You know, it was bad enough when they debanked the Tea Party members, when they debanked conservative Christians during the Rona, but now they're doing it to the International Criminal Court, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going after the people at the criminal court. They're going after people at the UN that were involved in the investigations. A woman named Francesca Albanese, she came out recently and said that they debanked her and they're attacking her in the media for doing her job. And it's not like they don't have a mountain of evidence proving these atrocities that Israel is guilty of. They have video, they've got interviews with victims. You know, they've got everything they need for a conviction. And Trump says he doesn't care. He's going to go after them. Trump's even talking about putting them in prison for up to 20 years for doing their job at the International Criminal Court.
Wow.
And don't forget, Trump went to bat for Bibi a couple years ago when Bibi was on trial for corruption in Israel. He said Bibi shouldn't be prosecuted. He's a good man and all this garbage. But no one said he wasn't guilty. Matter of fact, I read quite a bit of the testimony in his criminal case. And, oh, my gosh, so many people came forward and were just talking about how Bibi Netanyahu and his wife were constantly asking for favors and gifts and presents and, hey, can you help us out with this and that? And he had a guy that he got Cuban cigars from. I think that was Sheldon Adelson got him Cuban cigars. Sheldon Adelson and his wife, who were Trump's biggest supporters, one of the richest Jews in the world, he's the one that was getting Bibi his cigars, and they both, Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, testified against Bibi. So these people are corrupt. And not only that, but the Israelis hate Americans. They don't just hate non-Jews. They particularly hate Christians. They hate Americans. They spit on tourists that go over there. And, you know, I don't know why more people don't know this stuff, although the media does their best to cover this stuff up, but look into it. Look up a article about Israelis spitting on Christians, and there's just dozens of articles about it. And it's been going on for years. Ben Gavir, who is a psychopath that's in Bibi's cabinet, he said that spitting on Christians is a rite of passage for young Israelis. He said, no harm, no foul. So he thinks that's okay. That's what they think of us.
Ben Gavir is a war criminal as well. He's just as guilty as Bibi. But if you go on YouTube, there are so many videos where young Israelis are filmed by Americans, Christians, missionaries, and they are saying, you're on my land. Get off. And then they drop F-bombs against Jesus. This is the mindset. And the videos are everywhere unless YouTube has pulled them off.
Yeah, I saw one recently that, a bus pulled up and was letting out these tourists. And all these young Israelis were standing at this fence nearby screaming for them to go home, and we hate your Jesus, and we hate Christians. And I mean, these people are vile, and they really, really hate Christians. The Israelis target churches. Every country they bomb, they blow up churches, not just mosques. They blow up Catholic churches. They blow up Christian churches. They blow up hospitals, they blow up ambulances, and their snipers target children as young as toddlers. And they even shoot them through windows. If they see a kid in a house, they'll shoot them through the window. I mean, these people are just evil. And Americans are shielded from the truth. It's just hard to believe. And then these people come on TV and say, Israel has a right to defend themselves. They're not defending themselves. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they're committing crimes against humanity is what they're doing.
They tell these Palestinians to get out of their house, and if they don't leave, they set the house on fire while the people are still in the house. I mean, that's how they're getting them to leave. They're poisoning the wells. They're killing their livestock. They're cutting down thousand-year-old olive trees. They just hate those people so much. It's really sad. And they have a rape culture. The Israelis rape the Palestinian prisoners, men, women, and children. And people need to know this stuff. This is stuff that's happening every single day.
Right. God's chosen for what? That's the question Tex always asks. Chosen for what? Well, it seems to me that they are chosen to be minions for Satan because of
right.
the evil that they're perpetrating. And watching this debacle with Iran and the losing proposition that is facing America dead in the face, J.D. Vance has got to be sitting there going, what have I done to my political career?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, think about it. Before Trump started this last stupid war, the Strait of Hormuz was open. Iran was open to doing inspections even after their initial peace talks. People came away from that meeting saying, wow, you know, we might get a better deal than we had with the prior agreement. So everybody was pretty excited that, you know, we were going to avoid the war. What people didn't know is that Trump was conspiring with the Israelis to bomb them 2 days later, after the initial meeting on Friday, when those meetings ended. They were due to start the meetings back up on Monday, and we bombed them on Saturday. How many people even know that? We did a surprise attack on these people that were in the middle of peace negotiations. That's what I say in this article, too, is we're bombing people like Israel now. You know, doing these surprise attacks when we're acting like we're friends. It's just all deception. It's disgusting, really. I don't want to be a part of it, you know. I can't believe any American wants to be a part of it.
None. You know, the fact that we would be so controlled, and you and I talked about this a while back, the NDAA, was recently passed through Congress. They wouldn't even vote to remove the partnership between Israeli military and intelligence and American military and intelligence. The fact that just shows how co-opted everything inside the Beltway is. We got Thomas Massie kicked out of office because AIPAC has more money than his donors did.
Right.
Adelson owns Trump lock, stock, and barrel.
And well, he drove Marjorie Taylor Greene out, and he voted with Trump 99% of the time, and he drove her out over the Epstein files and this war.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's alienated everybody that helped get him in office. Tucker, Marjorie, you know.
Candace Owens.
They were front and center with his rallies.
How about Alex Jones? Alex Jones was all for Trump, and now he's saying, what in the hell's going on with Trump, you know? When you start losing people like that who have millions of followers, man, you can't expect to keep the public behind you for much longer. I mean, how many dummies watch Fox News?
Can't be that many. I mean, I know it's a bunch, but Tucker took a whole bunch with him. And now that Tucker is free, to tell the truth and not controlled by Murdoch and the gang, the Zionist gang that runs Fox News. Now Tucker is the bad guy. He's an anti-Semite. He's a hater because he's telling the truth. He's not sugarcoating. He's not covering for Bibi's war crimes or Ben-Gavir's crimes. He is actually exposing, and he had Joe Kent on, and Kent dropped a ton of bombs. I think the fact that he is no longer beholden to this administration and can actually talk about the machinations that were going on behind the scenes and expose all the garbage that's going on, it's no wonder that the Iranians think that Trump is a madman, is it?
Yeah, actually, I was listening to Dr. Mohammad Mirandi. He's a professor at the University of Tehran. And he actually went with the team from Iran to the negotiations in Pakistan. And he said that the Iranians are meeting with psychologists because they are convinced that Trump is insane. They think he's a psychopath. So, they think he's a madman.
You'd be hard-pressed to convince me he's not with everything he's done. He has sold America a bill of goods to prop up Israel.
Yeah, he sure has. And, you know, I just would love somebody to tell me why they like Trump at this point, because he's lied about everything. He did do something at the border, but he's not getting rid of these people. He's supposedly closed the border, but he's not getting rid of that many people. And then Mark Wayne Mullen, who they brought in to get the deportations going, he's not doing anything, I don't think. They're not happy with him. So just really nothing Trump said he's following through with. He got men out of women's sports, but only in red states because they're still allowing it in the blue states. He got rid of DEI, but not really, because the blue states and these liberal colleges are still doing it. They're just calling it something other than DEI. And then you've got these Jewish rabbis. One the other day, Yehuda Shimon, I posted this on Twitter. He says one Jewish life is worth 10 million non-Jews. So these people in Israel, they're all supremacists, they're racists, and they hate Christians. So that's who Christians, you know, are sending money to.
Hand over fist.
Yeah.
We are supporting abortion, homosexuality, a heathen doctrine.
Yes.
And war criminals. We continue to prop up, you know, that brings me back to Harry Truman. Harry Truman was the first one to recognize Israel as a nation. Joseph Stalin was number two. But when Truman got the proclamation, he scratched out the Jewish state of Israel and just recognized the state of Israel. By doing that, you know, before he ran for election, because he took over the term, when he ran for election, he was losing until a Jewish couple brought him a suitcase with $2 million to boost his campaign. He got in office, and he was beholden to the Jews. When he got rid of the Jewish state in that declaration, he became an anti-Semite, and he was the only president to not get a presidential library built after his term was up, because the Jews castigated him to the side. They called him an anti-Semite, even though he was the first leader in the world to recognize Israel as a nation.
Well, it didn't take much to get them against you. So, I mean, you can be with them for 20 years and say one negative thing, and you're out. Did you know that American soldiers are now guarding prison camps in Gaza?
I did not.
Yeah, I posted that yesterday on X. So we've got the American police forces have been trained by Israelis since George W. started the Israeli training of American police over 20 years ago. And now we've got American soldiers in Gaza. I just think this is insane, that this should be something that the American people should have a say in. And you know, when all of your politicians turn out to be traitors, you know, you got to do something. And I don't think that we can count on voting them out.
No.
So, you know, it's just sad. I think these elections are all being rigged. And then you've got, again, like you were saying, the Israelis, they're controlling who gets in office now. Thomas Massie was way ahead in the polls against that nobody he ran against. And all of a sudden, they put 15 or 20 million into his campaign, the Jewish donors, and he lost. So they're controlling our elections through the Jewish billionaires.
Well, I mean, Trump, he claimed that he couldn't be bought when he ran the first time, remember? Because, well, I'm a billionaire. I don't need anybody's money. I will spend my own money. And then, well, after the fact, you find out that Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire from Las Vegas, bankrolled his campaign, and then he died, and Miriam did the same thing for this campaign. Yeah, he was bought, and he was paid for, but it wasn't America First. He lied through his teeth to every person who voted for him. And I'm glad you brought up Alex Jones, because I watched a video of his the other day on X or Twitter. I was shocked, because the last time I had seen Alex talk about Trump, he was campaigning for him, telling everybody what a great president he was going to be, that we were going to make America great again. And then he sees the true Trump, the true Trump. And now he is, and I'm guilty. I supported him. I was hopeful that he would take over office, because his campaign promises were what I was looking for. Make America great. America first. We need to take care of our own before we worry about anybody else. And then you turn around and see what he's done. He's bombed the nuclear facility in Iran, even though they have, Bibi's been saying for 10 years that there's a red line and they're about to cross it and build nukes. No, they didn't, because it's against the Quran. They had the capability, but they refused to do it until such time as they felt threatened. So this whole charade of America First has blown up in his face just as bad as this war. And Americans are fed up with the shenanigans that are going on in Congress, inside the Beltway, and in the White House. And Pat, we have flown through an hour, buddy. I want to thank you for coming on and being a guest of Power Prophecy.
Oh, it's great to be back, man. Thanks.
Okay, that's going to take care of our program this week. My guest has been Pat McShay. If you want to go to Twitter or X, look him up at J_McShay, McShay. He's always posting information that is very important to follow. Thank you so much for tuning in to Power of Prophecy and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.